The Academy Award-winning actor Philip Seymour Hoffman has died. The film and stage actor was found dead in his Manhattan apartment this morning. New York City police say they are investigating Hoffman's death as a possible drug overdose. He was 46. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this appreciation.
In 2005, Philip Seymour Hoffman won the Oscar for Best Actor for his portrayal of Truman Capote. The movie focuses on the period when Capote was interviewing two murderers on death row for his novel In Cold Blood.
This is my work, Perry. I'm working. And when you want to tell me what I need to hear, you let me know.
Roger Ebert wrote that Philip Seymour Hoffman's uncanny performance wasn't so much an imitation, but a channeling of, quote, a man whose peculiarities mask great intelligence and deep wounds. Philip Seymour Hoffman was steeped in his profession, in film, on stage, in the spotlight, and behind the scenes. He grew up near Rochester, New York. He was involved in theater in high school and attended New York University's Tisch School of the Arts. Hoffman was nominated for 3 Tony Awards, including for his 2012 portrayal of one of the most iconic and tragic characters, Willie Loman in Death of a Salesman.
The door of your life is wide open!
Pop, I am a dime a dozen, and so are you.
I am not a dime a dozen! I am Willie Loman, and you are Fifth Loman!
I am not a leader of men, Willie, and neither are you!
2 years ago, Philip Seymour Hoffman spoke to NPR's Steve Inskeep about what it was like to play a character whose emotional disintegration deeply affected audiences.
They're so vocal, you know what I mean? Not vocal and saying things. But you hear them respond a lot.
People laugh out loud. They draw
their
breath.
That's normal in a play. You hear people laugh, but they do a lot of things. You actually hear them react. You hear their disappointment. You hear their shock. You hear their sadness. You hear it.
As a father himself, Hoffman also said the role affected him personally.
I really do think it's one of those plays that just seeps into, as we talk about all these aspects, I mean, It's never that simple. I mean, this play really seeps into why we're here, you know, what are we doing, family, work, friends, you know, hopes, dreams, careers, what's happiness, what's success, what does it mean, is it important, how do you get it? It really does seep into all those areas.
Philip Seymour Hoffman often delivered unforgettable performances, equally adept at comedy as he was drama. He was the charming but tortured rock journalist Lester Bangs in Almost Famous. And in the movie version of Doubt, he played Father Brendan Flynn, whose relationship with a Catholic schoolboy raises suspicions with the strict nun who is the school's principal.
Why do you suspect me? What have I done?
You gave that boy wine.
But this has nothing to do with the wine. Not really. You've had a fundamental mistrust of me before this incident. It was you that warned Sister James to be on the lookout, wasn't it? Why?
I know people.
That's not good enough.
Doubt was produced by Cooperstown Productions, the company Philip Seymour Hoffman founded. According to its website, Cooperstown is dedicated to projects that deal with the familiar in ways that are new, always with the goal of showing something honest and human. Showtime recently announced that it was picking up a comedy from the company, starring Hoffman, called Happy-ish, described as a dark examination of the pursuit of happiness. Throughout his life, Philip Seymour Hoffman struggled with substance abuse. According to a spokesperson with New York City Police, they're investigating Hoffman's death as a possible drug overdose. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.